Commentator Geneva Overholzer is concerned that a large segment of the population has not been heard from since September 11th, at least not on the opinion pages of U.S. newspapers.
It's not easy to hear silences or to notice absences, but it seems clear to me that women's voices have not been much in evidence since September 11th. I was first struck by this when I opened my local newspaper the morning after the tragedy. The Washington Post had added a second op-ed page. This meant that the Post could present twice as many views as usual. Instead of the typical 5 opinion columns, there were 10. And every one was written by a man. Today, we hear from 4 men in the New York Times, 4 men and 1 woman in the Post, and in the Los Angeles Times also, 4 men, 1 woman. It's not as if all men think one way and all women another. Views run along a broad spectrum, of course, but sex is one reliable indicator about where on the spectrum you'll be. In the wake of the tragedy, the views of those in power, the views that resonated in the media, were clustered well toward one end of that spectrum. President Bush spoke of good and evil, of a crusade, of smoking out the terrorists. We were seeing the real Bush, it was said approvingly, using regular guy language. But I'll bet a lot of women weren't so heartened by this kind of talk. Not that we feel less anger or sorrow or patriotism. I just think that if half the commentators were women, if half the people advising President Bush were women, then the conversation about how best to respond would have been richer sooner. We would have heard more about how this new battle we're facing is perhaps most importantly a battle for the hearts and minds of the world. And that this is a war that neither military strikes, nor declarations of good and evil, nor loud denunciations can win. I think we would have heard more about the need to harness the power of this tragedy, to turn our nation into something even better than it has been, to pursue more humane policies at home, to take a less arrogant stance abroad, and to achieve greater balance in our lives. To feel voiceless in a democracy in so difficult a time is very close to feeling disenfranchised. Echoing through my head of late is that plaintive phrase used by Sojourner Truth in 1851. "Ain't I a woman?" the former slave asked an assemblage of shocked white feminists. Much has improved since then for blacks and for women. But I can't help thinking that a new version of that phrase, "aren't we citizens," feels painfully timely.
Geneva Overholzer is a professor at the Missouri School of Journalism.